Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and is gearing up for a happy new year. You are here with Claudia and Kelly. Kelly, how are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well, I'm not dying.
I feel like that sounded terribly rehearsed and not legitimate at all. So, my bad. I am good, though. I'm great. I am doing all right. Looking at my Milwaukee Brewer baseball T-shirt, which
yes,
I'm going to tell you.
Let's talk about that. Apparently, you're a Brewers fan now.
I did not know that the Milwaukee Brewers were still an active organization. And B, I cannot name one player that plays for them. Not one.
No, and neither can I. And I think the best part of it is probably how long you spent trying to figure out why you got that present. So for everybody, you know, for the three people listening, I picked out for Kelly for Christmas a nice little travel mug and a UK T-shirt, long sleeves, like nice, cool, awesome shirt, and I had them shipped directly to her. And apparently what showed up was the awesome UK travel mug and a Milwaukee Brewers shirt. And Kelly spent I don't know how much time trying to figure out why I had sent her this shirt. And she was like thinking through, like, did I like one of their players once, or does Claudia like one of their players? Like, I don't understand. And finally, after much thought and fretting, she sent me the text with the picture of the shirt saying, I don't really know why I got this. And then I did not really know why she got it either. So it was, I guess, and so what ended up happening is, allegedly, so they were out of the shirt that I picked, and apparently, you know, Billy Bob, the box packer, decided that Kelly, gift recipient, would not know the difference between an awesome UK shirt and this strange, like, frankly, quite unattractive Milwaukee Brewer shirt. So
yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is, when you get stuff from, now, A, I don't know why Fan Outfitters, which is, I mean, more or less, isn't that based out of Kentucky? Isn't Fan Outfitters a Kentucky thing?
It is. That is the other thing is the site that I go to is only Kentucky stuff. That is the site that I use. It is Fan Outfitters Kentucky. That's the website. Fan Outfitters KY. That's it. That's the website.
Yep.
So,
and the tag on the bag that came from Fan Outfitters says Kentucky NCAA Extra Point T-shirt. So it's labeled correctly. However, in the bag, and now in the
not
with the return shipping label, is the, you know, Milwaukee Brewers. And I was like, well, poop. I don't know. I still, even, 4 days later, I know nothing about Milwaukee. I've never
Ditto.
Been there. I don't plan on going anytime soon. I don't have a desire to. Honestly, like I said, I thought the Brewers may have moved locations because I did not know they were still playing.
Well, so, quite frankly, if those are the, you know, shirts and fan apparel that they are designing, like, it's no wonder nobody knows about them, because that is just not an attractive shirt. It's just...
It is not... It's not in the least bit, and I feel like, you know, for our four followers, I almost want to take it out of the bag and post a picture of it, just so people can know how hideous it really is. So I might just
you know
that
what?
Right now.
you don't even have to take it out of the bag because I still have the picture, I believe, sent me.
It's really
scrolling
bad.
Past our FanDuel lineups. Talk
oh
about that
God.
Here shortly.
Oh, you're looking for that picture. Let me tell you what I found on my phone when I woke up this morning. I had a text from my brother. Okay, I love my brother. He is hands down the most important man in my life, and I love him dearly. But he sent me a picture, and bless his heart, he said, "I barely made it," and sent me a picture of the FanDuel like list of who got money and who didn't. He was the last person this week to get money.
Shut up.
And so I sent him a response. Of course, I waited until, 7:30, 8 o'clock after, normal people are awake, not at 1:49 a.m., Ryan Stickow. But sent him a response that said, "Me too," and a bunch of crying, laughing emoji faces, because I finished softly and squarely in 800th place for the week. And
well,
so
I
don't know that I want you to tell me where you finished this week.
It wasn't that great. I did not win money this week. I just had a couple guys that, they screwed me over. I mean, it's kind of what they do. Tyrod Taylor, he should have been good for 20, 25 points. He got barely 13. Now, I can't complain a whole lot because I didn't go with Cam. Cam only got 16 points, and he cost way more money. Gronk, okay? Gronk, thanks a lot. You screwed me. You got 10.6. 10.6, Gronk.
I'm not going to complain about him only getting 10.6 points or whatever because I hate the Patriots. I'm so glad that of the 5 to 10 plays that I watched of the Patriots Jets game on Sunday, probably about 7 of them were Tom Brady getting sacked, and I loved it.
Yes,
because Tom Brady I'm pretty sure he's not the Antichrist. It's his brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't like him. I don't like him.
Yeah.
He's too handsome. I'm just not a fan in the least bit. And so I'm glad that he got sacked quite a few times. And it made me gloriously happy. And plus my cousins are Jets fans. So, we got to have family celebration.
I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. And I must say that I took joy when they screwed up the overtime coin toss,
God.
And that wasn't Tom Brady, but
royally messed that
one up. But I just needed Gronk to get a few more points. They didn't have to win. They could have still lost the game. Tom Brady could have still gotten sacked 49 times. I just needed Gronk to catch a few more passes, get thrown a few more passes. They were treating him, they being Tom Brady, like he had cooties. I don't want to throw the ball to you. You're going to get cooties on it. Don't want to throw it to you. Going to get cooties. Okay, I'm pretty sure Gronk doesn't have cooties. And if he does, wash off the ball. Okay. And if he does,
now,
they're good cooties.
I'm saying.
Got to be good cooties.
Yeah, so, hands down.
Right?
My wide receivers, I had DeAndre Hopkins for Houston, and he had 117 receiving yards for a touchdown, and so he did really well. I picked Devontae Freeman. And he did pretty decent as well, a touchdown, 73 rushing yards. However, you told me once before to stop relying on UK guys and I did not take your advice because I did pick Randall Cobb. They've had 8 points. I don't know how you get 8 points in a game. How do you score 8 points in a football game? How do you do that? Is that two field goals and a safety?
Or one touchdown, missed extra point, and a safety.
Or one touchdown and
or
a two-point conversion.
Safeties.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. I mean, we could go that route. Either way, he did jack squat. Nothing. And then Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater, I think he was mad at me because I'm a Kentucky fan and he's a Louisville guy.
Yep.
Did not throw the ball to Mr. Diggs. He threw 7 touchdowns, it looks like. My guy had 19 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Teddy. Teddy's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Teddy,
And really, the truth is, I've heard he's a good guy, so I can't really say that. But he's a douchebag for not throwing Diggs the ball.
I know.
Defense,
Diggs.
Why?
3.9.
Why?
3.9 points. Why did you do that? That was just silliness.
And this is going out to any Pittsburgh fans out there. How are you all fans of the Steelers when, A, you have a rapist for a quarterback, and, B, you got beat
people.
By Baltimore. You got beat by Baltimore on Sunday. Baltimore is terrible. They're terrible. And they scored 20 points. And
yes,
beat
terrible.
You. I mean, it's just and we see – we discussed earlier the people who make emojis and design them need to design one quickly where the emoji's head is exploding because that is how I feel right now. It's how I feel about FanDuel. It's how I feel about, some people on social media because some people are just freaking stupid.
Really stupid.
So, you can, yeah. We could go on for days, I feel like, but, we only have, an hour? So
yeah, 47 more minutes. I'm going to say, in addition to the exploding head, if one of our three listeners knows whoever these emoji creators are, I'm still waiting for a vomiting emoji. Now, I will say that my friends and I have taken to using the strange dollar sign face emoji that appeared recently. Now, I don't really understand that. He has dollar signs for eyes, and then, he has
a dollar sign
coming
out
of
his mouth, right?
Yes. I don't get it. I don't know what it means. I don't understand it. However, it's kind of like vomit because it's green. So that's the one I'm using temporarily, and it seems to work. But really, I appreciate the middle finger. Fantastic. Thank you for hearing me on that one. But really need exploding head and vomit.
Absolutely.
I feel like
it
would make our lives so much better. Yeah, I need to know because I feel like if we feel this way, clearly, surely, certainly, other people feel this way also. We cannot be the only people in the world that require these two emojis. I can't believe that. So you know who we need to talk to about making this happen. Please contact us and let us know immediately. So, Kelly, I know we talked via text about this last night. Are you really and truly done with FanDuel? Is it over? Or am I going to send you the text on Saturday and you're going to send the wrapped bandaged head emoji, which we are using instead of the exploding head, and then the dollar sign emoji for vomit, and then plunk $5 more into your account and make it happen?
I will probably stand adamantly on my opinion that I am done with FanDuel until you send me that text on Saturday, and then I'll be like, gosh, yes, I'll do it. I feel like I've I've come this far to, I've come too far to give up now. So I feel like I can't, with what, just like 3 or 4 weeks left in the football season, I don't feel like.
I mean, how can you stop now?
Is there really only three? I know, exactly. That's my point. How do I quit now? How do I do it? I don't know. I don't think you can.
But I am going to give you a piece of advice. And you're not a big Seinfeld fan. Is that correct?
I don't mind watching it, but I don't have episodes and, you know, like dialogue memorized like some people do.
That would be me. Okay. Well, so there was this one episode, and George decided to do everything opposite of what he thought he should do. And things were going wonderfully for him during that episode. So what I implore you to do on Saturday after I send you that text and you plunk more money into your account is I implore you to set up a team and then delete them all and pick their exact opposites. That is what I think could bring you true success on Sunday.
I believe you're exactly right. I think that's an excellent strategy. So, you know, and I mean, like, how many times did I text you on Sunday? The player I almost picked, I had Eric Decker in my lineup who had an early touchdown. I had Frank Gore in my lineup who had an early touchdown. I changed him out.
He cleaned him out. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is freaking wrong with me? Yeah. I don't get it.
22.5 points is what Gore finished up with.
Who?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's more
I
than
know.
Seven of my eight players put together.
That's
ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I wish I was kidding about it.
No, I know that you are not. And and you know what's funny is, like, you changed out, you know, people and got crap. And meanwhile, like, I fretted over Gronk, and I was like, man, I don't need to take him. Like, I need to change him out. And I was like, no, I'm going to stick with it. And that was stupid. So apparently we both need to do the opposite. So, like, when I think, no, I'm going to stick with who I got, I need to change them out. And when you think, no, I need to change these people out, you don't. But that needs to be after you pick people, dump them all, pick their exact opposite, then you need to stick. Think that.
Yeah.
That's what's
going to
work for you.
Something's got to change because, excuse me, I'm terrible.
You're not terrible. You are a terrible fantasy football FanDuel player. But, you know, I think there's hope, and I feel good about Sunday. I feel like good things are going to happen on Sunday for both of us. We are going to pick some magical teams. They are not going to send out the email that they usually send out to your players telling them to relax and not play hard. And we are both going to have phenomenal, phenomenal weeks in FanDuel. I feel it. I totally feel it.
Yeah. So bad. It's how badly I need to have a good week.
Right. Now, did you watch the game last night? The Broncos.
No. And I told you I went to bed at like 8:30, or I was in bed at 8:30. This is my recent obsession is with Scrubs, so I will go lay down and watch 5 or 6 episodes of Scrubs and then fall asleep and you know, turn the TV on SportsCenter when I wake up in the middle of the night and see what exactly happened. Now, I do follow a pretty large number of Bengals fans on Twitter. I consider several of them to be my Twitter friends. I shared. I don't even really know what happened. Did Denver win?
Denver did win. The game went into overtime. Denver won the toss. And they correctly picked, to receive the ball. They drove down. They scored a field goal on their first possession. So that means the Bengals get an opportunity to get the ball. And so A.J. McCarron is the current quarterback for the Bengals and played really well just about all night. Well, there was a play that was a little bit controversial because it was called an incomplete pass. It most likely should have been called a fumble, which was recovered by Denver, thus the game would have been over. But it was not called as such. So on the very next snap, the ball flies out of A.J. McCarron's hands, and it is recovered by Denver Bronco, thus ending the game. So,
what a disaster.
Yeah. It really was. Felt bad for him, but not real bad because I wanted Denver to win. So, yeah. That's how it rolled.
Yeah, I'm indifferent at this point. I guess I don't really give two hoots about the NFL unless a player that I pick in FanDuel is playing in the game that that I'm watching. So I don't know. I did not pay any attention to the NFL. I watched, like I said, about 4 episodes of Scrubs and then fell asleep.
And there was some good college football on over the weekend, and we're gonna chat through some of the bowl games and we're gonna have some fun and pick who we think's gonna win. But before that, I wanna talk about bowl names. Because they just get more and more ridiculous, it feels like, as the years go by. And I understand sponsors want their name in the bowl. That's fantastic. But what do we have? The Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. That was a bowl game. Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. Akron won the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
I'm just
let
saying,
that sink
like,
in.
Why?
Right?
Why?
The
why
famous
Idaho Potato Bowl.
Idaho Potato Bowl. We have the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. Is it in the Bahamas? I don't think so. Maybe it is. I don't know. I guess it's possible, but I don't know. Chicken and Bahamas. It seems weird to me that those two things are paired up together. I just find that a little bit weird. Now, here's one that kind of makes sense. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. That makes sense. Lockheed Martin, they make stuff for the armed forces. I get it. But then we have
that makes
the
sense.
Right? How about this one?
The Auto Nation Cure Bowl. What are
right?
they going to cure if one team – what is San Jose State going to cure after they won that game? Are they going to cure anything? Did they find the cure for the common cold or anything like that?
I wish that they would. I mean, Auto Nation could cure people from having to walk everywhere. That could happen.
That's a good point.
But I think that's all that they're curing. Let's see. Oh, wait. Here's a good one. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. What does that even mean? I don't know.
I'm completely lost on that. No
right,
idea.
But if you don't want to go with Nova Home Loans, that's totally cool. Because instead, you can go with the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. So you
now
have
the Music
a choice
City Bowl,
in your mortgage bowl.
If Kentucky had straightened themselves up and won one more freaking football game, that's where we would have gone, to that Music City Bowl. There in Nashville.
And you know who is in the Music City Bowl? Do you know who's in it?
I don't care. Nope, and I don't care because it's not Kentucky.
It's your arch nemesis.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Just saying. But okay, so.
That's sickening. That's so bad and terrible.
I know.
That
makes
my heart.
But anyway, there were some really good bowl games on this weekend. My Cougars, Washington State beat Miami. That was fantastic. Duke beat Indiana in overtime. That was fantastic.
Oh yeah.
And Frank Beamer won his final game. It was controversial as well, but rules are rules, and that's how the cookie crumbles. And, I mean, the ball was clearly over the goalpost and thus cannot be reviewed. So depending on what angle you were looking at it, like one angle, it was clearly on the outside of the goalpost. Another angle, it looked like a little piece of it might have been on the inside of the goalpost. So, like, you know, the referees are standing right there under it. You would think that they would have the best view, and they said, no bueno, Duke wins.
Sounds good to me.
Right?
I don't know.
All right. I was rooting for Duke, so I was cool with it. It was okay with me.
Did Florida State go to a bowl game?
Yes. So they are playing on New Year's Eve. I almost said Christmas Eve. They are in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, which, again, if it's Chick-fil-A, it shouldn't be the Chicken Bowl, but whatever. Yeah, it's a pretty good one. They're playing Houston, which is kind of weird. There is no quarterback controversy, as there has been. Not really a controversy, but – you know, last several weeks of play is, who's going to start? Is Golson going to be in? Well, he's not because he apparently had death in the family. So Golson's football career, college football career, probably all football career, is now complete.
It's so sad.
Isn't it? Shed a tear. It's okay.
I did, and now I'm over it. Duke is helping me, you know, dry those tears because he just licks them right off my face. Like, he's such a good baby. I love that at some point in every podcast we do, I'm talking to my dog like he's an infant. I love it. If we could go on to things where you shouldn't say words like this around infants, have you seen anything about the post-game activities at the Kentucky Louisville basketball game on Saturday?
Unless you are referring to the finger, no.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what he says. Okay, for, you know, our four listeners, if you don't know, Louisville's coach is Rick Pitino. He was at Kentucky for I don't know how many years. I know he was there. And this is where it's hard to talk about him because I loved what he did at Kentucky. I had a Pitino's Bombino's T-shirt when I was a kid because – when he came to Kentucky, we were right off probation after, you know, I don't know, giving money to players or something, I don't know, but something terrible. So we were coming off probation, and he basically saved our basketball program and, you know, led it on the path that it's on today with Coach Cal. So in that respect, I do respect what he did while he was here. Now that he's gone, like, he left Kentucky, he went to the Celtics, he sucked there, so he came back to the college level coaching at Louisville. Okay, that's like Coach K going to coach the Charlotte Hornets for a year and then being like, I don't like this, let me go back to college, and then taking over North Carolina.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Can't do that. Because everybody that loves Coach K so much right now would hate him as soon as he stepped into that Carolina blue. Immediate.
That is correct.
It would be immediate.
That is correct.
So I mean, like, but Patino, since he's been at Louisville, I mean, and from what I've heard, you know, he probably did some, you know, some questionable things when he was at Kentucky because, you know, apparently you just don't all of a sudden start having affairs with random people and cheating on your wife. That's not just something you all of a sudden start doing. So that was apparently something that was done in his time here, and it was kept well under wraps. But they, you know, he had sex with a woman in a bathroom, in a restaurant, in Louisville, got her pregnant, paid for her to have an abortion, and had to go through an extortion trial because she tried to get money out of him, blah, blah, blah. She's in jail. So he's done that. He got a big, ugly Louisville tattoo. Basically, he's just gone downhill fast. So they come into Rupp on Saturday, big rivalry. We're nervous about the game because, you know, we're Kentucky and we're supposed to be good all the time, but this year we're just not everything's falling into place like it usually does. But we win. He's walking off the floor. Somebody says to him, 1-9, which is wrong because he's 1-8 against Cal. 1-9 is what they yell at him. He throws up his middle finger and flips these people off. This is a man who has his jersey in Rupp Arena, hanging in the rafters. Now, I don't know. It might be this way for you. When you go into Cameron Indoor Stadium or Cameron Indoor Arena or whatever it's called, when you go to Cameron, you walk in and it's just fantastic. I mean, like, I get to walk into Rupp and I get chills just being there because I'm such a Kentucky fan and I have so much respect for what's happened there, basically because I'm a big nerd. I mean, for him to, you know, A, have done what he did for us, which, you know, even though he's a huge asshole right now, you know, I have a huge amount of respect for what he did while he was at Kentucky because he saved us. Like, there's no other. Yes, that picture is nauseating. Like,
it is.
Oh, my word. Like, oh, my gosh. I just ate some fruit snacks that I think I almost threw up a little bit. That's so gross.
Not a good tattoo.
But, I mean, like, yeah, no, not a good tattoo, not a good body to not have a shirt on. But, I mean, you know, he's not respectable as a person anymore. And that's what's sad because he's a Hall of Fame coach. You know, he's a great coach, and that's all you can say about him. Because I don't think he is a good person. I don't think he's a respectable person. I don't think he's a likable person. So he flipped off the people as he was walking out of the tunnel. Then he sent his assistant and two players to do the post game press conference, which apparently, you know, he said earlier this week, or I guess earlier last week, he said that the game didn't really matter to him. It's just another game. It's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Shut up. It's a huge deal.
Right.
But he said, oh, the game's not a big deal. But then he refused to do post-game press conference or post-game press interviews and decided to send, like I said, send his assistant. And then in a statement on his blog, he said that going to Rupp is just too much. There's just too much emotion involved, and that's why he couldn't deal with the press after after the game. And I'm like, okay, the game's not important. It's not a huge game. It's not a big deal. Yet it's too emotional for you to be able to deal with. So you send an assistant who coached there with you. So why is it not so emotional for him? And the player who missed the three at the buzzer that could have won you the game, you send him with what, from what I heard from some of the people I write with, tears still in his eyes from that game, from missing that shot. He's a jerk. And I mean, like, and
he's
Ian Torres, who is a great writer, he writes for Fox Sports, I'm a big fan, but he wrote an article that said, you know, he's the least likable person in college sports, period.
I can go for that.
I agree 100%. I can think of probably 25 people in sports that I don't like, but there's nobody that I don't like as much as I don't like him. He sucks.
He does. And I even heard, and this is stupid too, somebody made a statement that it was always the plan for him not to do that post-game interview or whatever. And, I mean, it's just, that's just dumb. Like, why?
Yeah. I mean, he said, and this is something else, he said that, excuse me, he said that he had let his SID know 24 hours beforehand that he wouldn't be doing the post-game presser. And then he also had let Paul Rogers, who's the radio guy, know that 24 hours ahead of time as well. But then I heard that in the press conference, their SID came out to the podium like two or three times and said, you know, first he was like, okay, Coach Pacino will be here in just a few minutes. Then he came out again like 5 minutes later and said he won't be at the podium. He'll actually just be here, you know, at the – he'll make a statement outside his locker room. And then a few minutes after that came out and said, you know, I'm sorry, he won't be speaking to the media at all. So that means one of two things. Either Rick lied when he said that he told him, or that SID is an idiot because he didn't understand what Rick told him. I'm leaning more toward, you know, the fact that Rick is a liar.
Yes, liar, pants on fire.
Exactly. Because that's what, I mean, like, he said earlier in the week that one player, I don't even know who it was, but he said that somebody wasn't going to be playing in that game because he was hurt or because he was being disciplined or something. I don't know, but he said he wasn't going to play in that game. Dude started. So I'd say if he starts, I'd say he's playing. You know?
Like, that's generally how it works. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We could go on for days. But the worst part of all this is, I mean, like, I won't personally attack people on social media. So, like, I'm not going to get on Twitter and be super critical of Rick Pitino. I'm not going to go on social media and, you know what, I may or may not, probably won't be directly critical of, you know, Christian Laettner. And he's the most hated sports figure in my life because he ruined my childhood. But, you know, like, I don't do that directly, but there are Louisville fans, and I'm like, and there's even some, I'm sure there's some crazy Kentucky fans that are out there that do the same thing, but they're getting on Twitter, and they're, you know, like, tweeting directly at some of our Kentucky players and being like, you know, oh, you know, like, go F yourself, I hope you get hit by an effing car. I mean, like, saying awful things to them. I hope you break your leg. I hope you tear your ACL. I hope you, you know, I hope you die. You know, like, I've seen tweets like that over the past, like, couple weeks. And it's like, you know, and these are grown people. And we've had this discussion
exactly.
Before when we were talking about my fair-haired friend, Patrick Toll, who's not actually my friend, but I do adore him still. and he's leaving us and going to Boston College, so he's coming to the, aren't they in the ACC?
Yes,
Boston
they are.
College. Okay, he's coming. He's coming to the ACC, so he'll get to beat Louisville, hopefully, at least once during his college career. Anyway, but I mean, you know, you're a grown person. That's like me getting on Twitter and tweeting directly at Damian Lee, who is a, that kid is freaking great. He's a great player. But tweeting at him and being like, you know, oh, you're a piece of garbage because you missed the shot that could have won the game. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
A, I'm sure kids, I mean, like, I know athletes don't dwell on things as long as fans do. So, you know, I'm sure that he's not still thinking, you know, like, oh, my, I should have hit that, whatever. But, oh, that's fantastic as well. Sorry. It just keeps, I guess that could be like our social media stupidity, which has already been our social media stupidity at one point this year. Don't tweet at play. If you're a grown person, I am 35 years old. So unless I am responding to something that they have put on Twitter and I'm sending it directly to them in a positive manner, I'm not going to say anything negative to a kid on Twitter. Don't do that. Don't tweet at their family. Don't like subtweet them and just like type out their name without their Twitter handle. Like, what are you doing? Am I working 40? That's laughable. 40 hours a week. Am I working the job I work to pay your bills so you can sit at home on Twitter all day? Like, what is it that you have the time
Clearly.
To tweet at children? These are, I mean, like, they're not children, but they're kids. They're 18,
right.
19, 20-year-old kids. We have Kentucky fans tweeting at, you know, our kid Stal. He was, you know, he came out of, I guess, quote-unquote high school to have to be the next number one draft pick. Well, he's not doing so hot because, you know what, this time 2 years ago, he was under a pile of rubble in Haiti, or 5 years ago, excuse me, that earthquake was in 2010. He was under a pile of rubble in Haiti with his family. He did not know if he was going to live or die. I'm not going to sit here and be hypercritical of an 18-year-old baby. This kid is a baby. I just want to hug him. That's what I want to do. I don't want to tweet hateful things at him and, you know, tell him that if he actually thinks he's going to go, you know, in the top five of the draft, then he's crazy. I'm not going to say that to him. I'm going to say something like, you know what, Stal? I know that, you know, I don't think I could fit my encouraging tweets in 140 characters. So, you know, because I thought it would have to be like a three-tweet kind of thing. You know, like, I know it's tough right now. I know it's tough. There's a lot of pressure to play. I mean, you can understand that. There's a lot of pressure to play on the team that you're a big fan of, too. Big pressure to play for programs like Kentucky and Duke and Kansas and North Carolina. But you know what? You come here, you're thrown into the spotlight. If you're not as good as people thought you were going to be, you're going to get criticized. And that's super unfortunate because this kid is a great kid. He's such a sweet, sweet kid. And, you know, like, yeah, he didn't even really play organized basketball last year. Give him a freaking break. Give him a break. So that's my rant.
I have to agree. And, you know, what else I'm wondering, like you said, you know, we are working our jobs, I guess, paying these people to sit around all day and tweet. Like, what is wrong in your life when you think, as an adult, it is acceptable to tweet death threats, injury threats, whatever you want to call them, ridiculousness at these athletes? Like, what happened to you? Did you not get hugged enough as a child? Do you not get hugged enough as an adult? Like, what circumstance occurred to make you such a vile, immature, ridiculous individual. Like, I need to know. I really do. I need to know so that I can avoid such activity and behavior at all costs. Because I never want to be that person.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Love to understand. But, wishing horrible things on people, like, I mean, we all do it in our head sometimes. Sometimes we do it out loud. Generally, it's to people that have wronged us in some manner that is slightly, you know, you understand why people feel that way. But to say that about just an athlete who plays either for your team and isn't playing well or who plays against your team, like, not acceptable. You are a loser if you do that. So hopefully the three people that are listening to us, like, they don't do that because, you know, they've heard us talk about this before and they're not losers. But, yes, if you tweet random individuals hateful things, you are a loser.
Yeah. And this is, you know, right, that's what I'm saying. The kid is, you know, he's from Haiti. He's not from here. He's probably, I know that, you know, and I sent this to, you know, in a message to, you know, a radio guy that was doing a show on Sunday morning, and they were talking about scale, and I sent him, you know, a message like, do we, you know, I haven't heard anybody mention, like, the anniversary of the earthquake, like it happened in January of 2010. you know, the anniversary of my dad's, you know, death, I don't function for about 3 days before and even a couple of days after. I don't function on all cylinders. So, I mean, like, for that kid to have lived through that experience, you know, laying under a pile of rubble because he had just been through this horrific earthquake, and for people to criticize that kid. And I'm telling you what, if that kid could get a salary at the NBA minimum, you know what? I bet that's better than what his family's had in the past.
Right,
they were
exactly.
Under a lot of trouble. I support Cal. I support these kids, and whatever they need to do. I support it 100% because, you know, we had this talk last week, you know. These are good quality kids. You know, I haven't seen a ton of, and I say a ton because there has been some questionable stuff out of some of those Duke boys. There hasn't been a ton of, we won't talk about Jahlil Okafor being a crazy, crazy individual right now. We'll talk about that later. But, these are good kids. And, you know, and like last night, and that's why I sent you that picture because it's so cute. Last night, Andrew Wiggins in the Timberwolves game lost his shoe. Okay, his shoe came off. Karl Anthony Towns, bless his heart, picked up the shoe and then guarded his guy for the rest of the play holding Andrew Wiggins' shoe.
The shoe.
And when somebody asked him about it, after the game was over, he said, I didn't want anybody to trip over that shoe and get hurt, so I picked it up. What?
Wow.
He is such a freaking good kid. And I'm sitting here glowing like a proud, I guess, like, much older sister, because Carl, he's got to be what? Like, I think he's like 19, maybe
right.
Turning 20 soon. But I'm a much older sister. I mean, like, I'm proud of these kids. I am proud. I'm glad that they are doing such good things with what they're being blessed with, as opposed to, you know, some people who are just idiots when they get some money. I'm proud that they are Kentucky kids, and I'm proud that that they love us here in Kentucky as much as we love them. I feel like this has been an entire sports episode.
It really has, and that's okay. So we've got like 10 minutes left. So we can either talk some bowl games or we can talk some music. What would you prefer to do?
Well, since I have no interest in bowl games, and I will say go Florida State, win that Peach Bowl, because they're your team and I support you. let's talk about music. What do we know about this event in March? Or we could talk about New Year's Eve plans. Do you have any New Year's Eve plans?
I don't right now. So my New Year's is pretty wide open right now. I'm a big loser, and I currently have no plans.
I kind of hear you on that, because I did, Matt's here in town, and I asked him last night, and I said, are you going home on Wednesday? Because they're closed on Thursday and Friday this week, because business is closed. So I'm like, are you going to go home? I figured he might go back home and spend some more time with his family. And he's like, I don't know, dang, why are you asking me so? I'm like, dude, I'm not rushing. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you. I'm just asking what you're doing.
Simply a question.
He's like, I don't know. We might do something. We might not. I don't know. I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my word. Okay, fine. So at this point, I don't have any plans either.
You have no plans as well. Nice. So worst case scenario, we'll do nothing simultaneously.
There it is. And so at 10 o'clock your time, you can text me Happy New Year. And
yep.
I'll stay up till 2 a.m. and I'll send
perfect.
Send you a Happy New Year as well.
I'm loving it.
Silly time zones.
I'm loving it.
But,
I know,
I mean,
right?
That sounds like, and I mean, and I think, I feel like we can be real on this conversation, because I really feel like that's all it is at some point, because, do our three listeners even make it to the end of the podcast, or do they quit halfway through and just be like, okay,
We don't really know. At some point, we should offer a prize, do something, and it's like the very end that we like give away the code word or something, and that way we'll see who really makes it to the end.
Exactly. If you can tweet us and give us the word that we use at the very end of the podcast.
Yes, the last seven words of the podcast. Yeah. Now, for the three people who are getting ready to hang up, that contest is not this week. Okay, we're not
doing
that right now.
That's true, because I don't get paid until next week, so we wouldn't be able
to. Do what you got to do, but Kelly and I have to win FanDuel on Sunday before we do that contest. So,
sweet Lord,
carry on.
That means people may never get the $5 if that's the preface. But, I mean, this is what happens. He came down, he owns a business. He works down here 4 to 5 days a week. He works at another place in Louisville 3 nights a week, whatever. All this. I'm just telling you as backstory. Anyway, he called in to his other job on Monday night. So he came down here, and he called in on Sunday. So he only worked one night. He slept all day Sunday and Monday, all night Sunday night, came down here on Monday morning. So I went by there after I got off work last night at 6 o'clock, and I said, hey, do you want to go eat? He's like, I don't know. It's Monday. It's weird. We don't see each other on Monday because he's never in town. And I said, are we going to? Do you want to? It's up to you. I don't care. And he's like, oh, my gosh, we can if you want to. I was like, oh, my word. And so then he says, because I had a box of something in my front seat. He's like, I'll just sit in the back. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm driving. So you're not sitting in the back seat of my car. You will not do it. So I cleaned out the front seat. He got the front seat. And he was like, no, I'll just sit in the back. Don't worry about it. I was like, I'm not your chauffeur. I'm not gonna make people think you're way more important than you are, even though he is very important to me. No. You're sitting in the
not
front seat with me. Absolutely not. So I had to go get gas. My car was almost out of gas. So we went to the gas station, and I was like, where do you want to eat? He's like, I don't care. And I was like, will you please just pick something? We go through, every time that we try to make a decision about eating a meal together, it is this process. I say, do you want to go eat? Or he says, do you want to go eat? And I'll be like, that's fine. Where do you want to go? I don't care. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And so we finally get to a point where I'm like, well, let's go eat some Mexican food. We like Mexican food. He doesn't. He is not a fan of Chinese. He's not a fan of the Japanese restaurant we have here in town. The only other place that we have is a Colton Steakhouse, and they always have a line out the door. So we're pretty much like, we're not going to wait for 30 minutes to eat there when I can take a steak home and cook it. We end up going to Mexican probably 50% of the time that we go out anywhere. So like, let's go to Fiesta. So we drive to the Mexican restaurant. It's called Fiesta Mexico. Drive by. They're packed. There's people standing up waiting to get in. So we're like, okay, well, let's just go somewhere. I just drove on past it because I was like, we just won't go there because you don't want to wait. I don't want to wait either. So next town over, about 15 minutes down the road, there's a Captain D's. I love Captain D's. I'm a fat kid. I love Captain D's. So I was like, well, we'll just go to Captain D's. And he was like, oh, my goodness, like making a big deal about it. I was like, all right, fine. I'll turn around. He's like, let's just turn around and go to Fiesta. Let's just go to Fiesta. We'll wait. We're walking up to the door. We see the people waiting. And he's like, well, he starts to thought, well, there's people waiting. I was like, all right, fine. Let's go to a different place. He's like, but no, let's just go in here. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm pretty sure I needed that head explosion emoji last night.
Yep.
About
for
15
sure.
times. Because I was just like, are you kidding me? We got inside. There was a family waiting in front of us. It took like 10 minutes to sit down. Once we sat down, it took another 10 minutes to actually get a waiter to bring us drinks and that kind of thing. So it was a long process. It was aggravating. I was cranky, apparently, because he said I was being snappy with the waiters. And I was like, I don't mean to, but I'm just saying. Like, we've been here for 15 minutes. I need a Diet Coke and some chips. Just give me something. But anyway, we got back in the car. And after all that going back and forth, I was like, dude, I cannot imagine what it's going to be like if we ever have to make an actual life decision together. Because if we ever have to make an actual life decision together, I feel like my dog and I can communicate better and you know, agree on making a decision a little bit easier than Matt and I can.
I feel like it's going to be a situation. There are going to be multiple exploding head emojis necessary during an actual decision, or you're just going to have to make a decision yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, I don't want to. Anyway.
I know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we have one more minute. And so here's what I'm going to share with you real quick in this final minute. Shinedown is coming to Colorado Springs on March 13th. Kelly and I will be there. Kelly, they are playing with, I've never heard of these people before, the Virgin Marys. Virgin Marys is one word. They are a three-piece rock band from England. They formed in 2009. Limited series of sold-out EPs before releasing their debut album, King of Conflict. So I feel like for next week that we should review the Virgin Marys. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that is an excellent decision because if
fantastic.
I'm going to go sit through. Yes.
We need to know.
We do.
We need to know. All right. Well, that is all our time for the week. We hope everybody has an awesome New Year's. Kelly and I apparently will be having an East Coast and a Mountain Time New Year's, so we get to double celebrate. And next week, we will have more sports, more FanDuel results, and a review of the Virgin Marys. So So we will see everybody next Tuesday night.
Yay. Bye.